Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
We're fired up to be here. Honestly say, training camp here has exceeded our expectations so far in regards to the facilities. Everything is close proximity. So we're fired up. We think it's good to get away. And with that, happy to take any questions. So as right now, those physicals are ongoing, but I can tell you right now we're going to start two guys on PUP. Kevin White and David Fales will start on PUP. We'll turn those in tonight. So Kevin has a shin injury that we told him to stay off of the last month. So for us, it's more, hey, he's been inactive. We want to kind of have a ramp-up phase in regards to his cardio. So we're going to start him off on PUP to kind of build his cardiovascular endurance. And David Fales has an illness. Nothing major. We just want to be smart with that and patient with him. It happened, I'd say, in the later part of the OTAs. So that's when we started kind of just keeping him off of it.
What's your expectation for Lamar Houston and Willie Young?
Those guys are good. So it's just going to be a progressive stage with our coaches. So it might not be full-fledged 100% of practice. It could be, hey, we're going to do some individual, a couple periods, and just be smart with it. Build them up with their football activities.
So much of those injuries are mental as well, you know, both for the athlete, and the people evaluating them, just as far as building that up and that confidence. And we had a couple guys a year ago that we did that with in Denver. So we got a pretty good plan and pretty good track record of doing it, and so we'll ease them into it.
You mean with our staff? Or?
With, you know, new director, new trainer, new strength and conditioning, all of the other things that you're able to replace.
It's been pretty widespread. I mean, we hired probably our final employee just last week. So it's been over 30 people we've hired, coaches, personnel staff, strength and conditioning trainers. And, hey, it's just like our team's coming together, that chemistry's coming together, our staff's coming together too. And that's one of the reasons I think we like getting away for camp is because all the distractions are gone and it's our group becoming tighter. We're going to same plan, like same thing with Lamar and Willie and John. We're going to kind of build him up with football activities. So the answer to your question is yes.
Brandon, Bears in recent years have not had much luck with guys coming off major surgeries. With regard to Willie and Lamar and in general, do you feel you as a GM can have a better success rate by people you hire and the way you treat, who does the surgery, how it's rehabilitated? Can you affect that?
That's all part of it. Yeah, I love the training room staff we put together, in addition to the sports science staff, because it's all tied together. So I like the communication and cohesiveness with our strength and conditioning coach, our athletic trainer, and then our sports science director. So I think that all has to be communicated, because it's not just the surgery. Obviously, it's the rehab. It's the nutrition that can help the rehab. It's the recovery methods. And then it's us being patient with the recovery process. So that entire staff, to answer your question, yes, I do think it helps that. Increases our success rate.
John, what's your overall philosophy in terms of contact and training camp and how being physical and training camp helps set a tone for the season?
Well, I think so much of it's been established even with the CBA. Typically, back in the old days, you started right out in pads. It might even have been the Oklahoma drill. I think the way we've done things on the field, on the grass, as coaches, the way our league's kind of grown in that area. The first 2 days, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be in shorts. So Saturday's going to be our first pad of practice. I think it's a little bit more of a preparation and build-up. But once you put them on, I've always been a firm believer in this league. It's about blocking and tackling. You're not going to be very good on offense if you can't block. You're not going to be very good on defense if you can't tackle. And that's all padded type of skill set. So, like everything, how we develop our skills is going to determine how we play on Sundays. And, the padded version of that, the toughness, the mental toughness and the mindset it takes to be that tough, aggressive type of football player, you have to practice in that uniform.
John, with respect to Bostic and Willie Young, again, it's a few weeks off, obviously, but are they going to be injuries such or their programs
you know, that's the plan. You know, I think, you know, we had two guys, Chris Harris and Von Miller, a year ago, both ended up having Pro Bowl years that came off of ACLs. So I think we have a pretty good blueprint on how to do it. Again, you know, knock on wood, you kind of hold your breath every time they go out there, whether it's a game or a practice. But, you know, it's a physical game. But I think we have a good blueprint, a way to both earn their confidence. So much of this game is mental. And in developing them and getting them stronger and more confident as we go. And that is, you know, the goal date is at home against Green Bay. Yeah, I think that's the way we started them. You know, in the off season, I don't really want to go through the whole starting lineup. That's why we have open practices. You guys will get to check it out, all right, tomorrow. He'll start there, and then I don't know where he's going to end up. I think players pick the roster, in my opinion, how they perform. It's a performance based business. We're all held to it. So talking about it doesn't do much, but. We're going to have a set, even for game day, I explained in the spring that, we're going to go into a game with seven linemen and for five positions. So, how they cross-train, how they're prepared to play different spots based on what could happen in a game, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know things do. So we're going to have to be ready for that. So guys will line up in multiple spots throughout this training camp.
We just talked to a bunch of guys outside. I think every one of them mentioned leadership. Is that something you guys have consciously tried to do in this offseason, or is that just a result of maybe just change?
Well, I think, leadership is a key element in any group dynamic. And I think the more you can enable players to accept those responsibilities and the accountability that comes with that, I think the more growth you can have in a group dynamic. And so it's something that's encouraged. I call it a culture. But I think, you have to enable players to do that, really, to maximize that, in my opinion.
When you guys look back at the way Jake played in OTAs and in camp, and then brought a bunch of the guys to Nashville, did that align with your expectations? Did it exceed your expectations of working with him, that he was going to go out and do some of that stuff?
Well, I think, speaking from my perspective, I think let's face it, the head coach and the quarterback get way more criticism or way more exaltment for, whatever happens on the football team. So, it's something that we've spent a lot of time, our offensive staff, myself, Ryan, in working with Jay or any other player, is all the elements of leadership, whether it's giving back, he's a very giving, caring person, in my opinion, in my short time frame with him. So, again, you're always trying to build guys, not just on the field, but off the field, and he's done everything we've asked thus far. Not really. I don't get into much last year or some other team or stuff that I have no control over. I think, most all of this, you kind of start right here. And what can I do, all right, to help reach our goal? And it's just, and who knows what happens, but you just try to set forth, march straight, and, try to do everything you can do to better the group cause. And so whether it's me or Jay Cutler, Ryan Pace, or anybody involved with us, that to me has kind of been the culture you try to set.
Coach, with all the newness coming into this, do you feel like over the next 3 weeks you got more to do, or just a heavy load this training camp?
No, I think training camp's training camp. I will say I'm really excited to be away at camp, and my tenure as a head coach, 9 years in Carolina, we went away to camp, Spartanburg. Went to Denver, we didn't go away to camp. And, I had concerns about it. We did our best to create a camp atmosphere, even not going somewhere. So, I think even in the military, that's why they go away. I think you build that camaraderie and some of the things you try to build in a team sport that, just doesn't happen overnight. It's not normal. It's something that you have to teach and, make guys aware and learn. So, I'm excited to be here. It's, I know it's 3 weeks. We break camp August 16th, and, we're like the other 31 teams in the league. We're in a race, and everybody's 0-0, and that's the approach we'll take one day at a time.
What do you
But one for me is stay healthy. And, you know, I think you look through all kind of stats, you know, where it's all easy to look back on hindsight. But, you know, one of the key characteristics is being healthy as a football team. And, you know, that's something that I think we've done a lot of in the preparation. You know, I was proud of our guys. We went away for 5 weeks and we had, quote, no incidents. You know, that's one thing I'm going to compliment them on when we meet later this afternoon. So, you know, it's a good start, and, you know, you kind of cross your fingers and go about your business. You can't worry about it, but, you know, staying healthy is a big one in my mind.
I think, too, our team chemistry really comes together at this point in time. So seeing that develop as we go forward through this process, I'm anxious to see that.
How do you measure that?
I think you just feel it. I mean, I think, you know, a tough physical camp, and we'll try to create that as much as we can with the new CBA rules. But I think you can just feel that forming over time, and I think, you know, both of us have been around successful teams, and you know when that's occurring.
Is there any doubt that Jerry Allen will have a spot in this defense, or is that something that you guys have to determine and you'll have to kind of keep an eye on and not have him in the way of somebody who might be better put in this defense?
You know, no matter what name you put on it, I mean, that's why we're here. You know, is it's competitive. It's a competitive business. We'll create competitive situations, and ultimately, you know, their performance will pick where they are on the depth chart and where they are on the roster, whether it's practice squad, 53-man spot, and that changes. You know, when we picked 53, one of the things that I tell the football team, congratulations. You know, some of you lost friends. It can be a cruel business. But the key is not just being in one of those seats, it's keeping it. So it's competitive all the time and will be through this camp. The last time I spent as a new year, first year head coach was coming off the daggone lockout. I mean, I never even saw the team until right now. So I don't know if I can ever recreate that. I don't know that I'd want to, but, you know, not much surprises you when you do this for a living.
Yeah, Brad, for us it was in New Orleans, it was probably 2006. There's a lot of unknown factors, and I think we might have got two or three starters off the final cuts of the preseason that weren't even with us during camp. So it kind of tells you where that roster was, you know.
Have you guys made it a point to speak to Martellus and know a little bit more, make sure he's on the same page with the guys where he decided to miss so much time during the offseason program?
I mean, we had 3 days to speak to him in the vet minicamp. So I guess the answer is yes.
I know he spent some time with Jay this summer, too, so I think that helps, you know. I think that creates it. I mean, I thought about this before. These one-year contracts, you know, it is kind of a prove-it deal, and they are obviously motivated to play well. So I think that's a good thing, you know. And I think this camp's all about competition, you know, and we're going to create that, and it's on us, too, to provide enough talent to the roster to create that competition. So it's going to be exciting going forward.
Ryan, are you open to extending players before the season, or have all those talks been curbed until after the season?
You know, I don't ever want to put parameters on contract extensions, so we're constantly talking to agents throughout the year, you know, so it'll happen if it happens. I don't like to put time parameters on anything regarding that.
Kevin White's injury, how concerned are you that this is a lingering thing, or is something he's going to have to deal with, or keeping confident that he can be confined?
You know, he's fired up. You know, we kind of have to put handcuffs on him right now, so I just think we're not playing a game for a long time, guys. We just need to be patient and be progressive with his plan, and I feel good about our head athletic trainer, Nate Bresky, so I feel good about it. I just think there's a long time before we play, and I just think we got to be smart about building his cardiovascular endurance up as we go forward.
John, strangely, you're talking about competition. Does that apply to the quarterback position? Do you want a quarterback secure in his position, or do you want him here in footsteps?
Well, I don't know there's much about the NFL that involves security, to be honest with you, but you know, again, I don't want guys looking over their shoulder. I don't want putting so much pressure. I mean, I've always felt there's two types of pressure, those you feel and those you apply. And if a guy takes that mindset and he keeps applying pressure, whether he's the backup, the starter, you know, if he's applying pressure to the rest of the league, I don't really care. But I think it's important, you know, to have that motivation every day, regardless whether you have it sewed up, whether you're a first ballot Hall of Famer playing the position, or you're a backup trying to take a guy's spot. You know, is you want that burning every day, and that's how you get better.
What's a reasonable expectation for this season?
You know, get better every day, Brad. I've never put, you know, wins and losses on it. I have no idea. But I know if you get better every day, you know, when you look up, things are usually pretty good. So, you know, it won't be it'll be more the process and not the results. You know, and if you can focus on the process every day, the results take care of themselves.
Brian, when we went into the draft, you were honest about sense of the needs that still existed on the team. As you went to camp here and having looked at the roster through the spring, how far away is this roster from where you want it to be in terms of constraints?
I think that's a good question, but I think there's still so much evaluation time ahead of us, you know? So we're just now getting the full pads on. So guys define themselves when they get the pads on. So you can get a false sense of your roster when you're out there running around with, you know, gym shorts. So I'm excited about seeing the physical nature of our practices and guys defining themselves with toughness. And the whole preseason's got to play out. But do I think that there's still some needs on the roster? Sure. Are there positions we want to strengthen? Sure. So that's why it's our job as evaluators to really lock into the preseason scouting and pay attention to rosters around the league.
So it's fair to say that in a lot of ways that this roster is still evolving in a way that maybe it won't be next year and the year after. I
think that's always – we're always going to be trying to upgrade every position. So that's my challenge, you know. So it's – yeah, that's going to be fair to say from here on out.
Brian, when you talk about chemistry, getting to know these guys, and the team getting to know each other, when you look back at the signing of Brandon Donald, was that a mistake in judgment for how he might fit in with this team? And secondly, what's the message that it sends to the rest of the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, with Ray, you know, we gathered as many facts as we could going into that. And I know we've talked about this a lot. And it was set forth that, hey, if he does one thing, even in the gray area, we're out, we're done. And that's how it took. That's how it, you know, it occurred. But what I want to make sure is that that doesn't make us gun shy in the future. You know, that we're going to be aggressive in our moves. And hey, we acted quickly and swiftly with that. But yeah, that's how I feel. I want to make sure that we're not gun shy. We're always aggressive going forward with any roster moves. So. With Ray, we did as thorough research as we could, and hey, that's how it ended up. We moved quickly, and we're past it.
Ray, when you evaluate players in practice, especially in defense, where guys are learning new positions or being put in positions not familiar with, how do you know, how do you determine whether a guy is just kind of struggling to get to be used to the position or whether he just can't play it? And how quickly do you have to make that determination?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it goes to our communication with our coaches. We're a strong believer that the personnel department, coaches, we're together in this. So we'll be in all the meetings with our coaches, and you can tell, you can get feedback from the coaches, and you can see sometimes guys are just thinking too much, and they're not just cutting loose and playing with their instincts, and you got to take that into account as they're adapting to the position. Because you're right, we have a couple guys playing different positions that they played in the past. So I think with us, sometimes it requires a little bit of patience and also communication with our coaches to know, okay, it's coming for this guy. You're going to see it progress as he gets more comfortable, and he can just cut loose and play with his instincts.
Are you comfortable with your depth at offensive tackle after where things ended up in June? I know maybe that wasn't stuff that was going to carry forward in the camp, but you guys got real thin there.
Yeah, I think when you take two guys out, right, I mean, it looks a little thinner, you know. So I think, you know, obviously we'd like to stay healthy throughout the camp, you know, but it can happen at positions. It kind of happened to us in the spring, in answer to your question. Yeah, that was concerning. But, you know, it gave some guys some reps and made us shuffle the line, and, you know, that may come in handy down the road.
I mean, in regards to how we practiced him and all that, it's hard to pull Drew out of practice. So there really wasn't a lot, except with our strength coaches and our trainers, you know, just having a specific regimen and, you know, rehabbing a variety of injuries or staying with our coaches, strengthening muscles that kind of can fatigue at that position. But there wasn't one specific plan we had with Drew. He's, you know, it's hard to pull him out.
John, how does your both sides of all learning new schemes? Is there any way you can divide the way practice is structured to make sure there's a way to get more reps for the ones or anything like that, or run it the same way as always?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a couple two-field things that we do to increase reps. We take advantage of that and walk through primarily. I think the way the structure is now with the CBA, and really there's only, I know there's a practice where you call them two practices, but the reality is it's one practice. I think you need the instruction and the competitiveness, ones-on-ones as much as possible. I haven't been a big fan of increasing reps too much. I think it kind of breaks the body down, and then it's got more chance of getting injured. But we do take advantage of that in the mental times, like the walkthroughs. We'll have twos and threes on one field and ones against ones on another field. So I think from a learning standpoint, we try to take advantage of that. But the actual contact and physicalness of it, you can overload. You can overwork as well. You know, it's still a critical thing. I mean, I know it looks simple, and even our league can't be critical of. But it looks easy, but there's still to snap the ball is a lot harder than you think. To hold the ball is a lot harder and requires it's a skill set, and to kick the ball, are important skill sets. And with moving it back, if you do elect to kick the try, you practice. We practice it every day, and it needs to be practiced every day. It's like a 3-foot putt. You know what I mean? You still got to practice it.
You called the Jay Cutler a carry guy, giving guy. What have you seen from him that indicates that's who he is? What kind of specifics?
Well, I mean, look, I got asked this 8,000 different ways, but at the end of the day, we're in a performance-based business. So no matter what we say about anybody, it's going to come down to how we perform on Sundays or Mondays or whenever they line us up. I just can say that guy's done everything we've asked at every level, and we just got to go out and perform well on Sundays.
Specifically from the slot position, he's a really good route runner. He's a savvy route runner that knows how to set guys up. Some guys just have a knack for that. He's real sudden with his change of direction. So I would say ability to separate from man coverage, get open underneath, those are the things to stand out. That's a good question. I mean, it's really a case-by-case basis and with the position, and it's going to be extensive conversations with our personnel department and our coaches. Yeah, in an ideal world, are you getting – I think the Bears were one of the oldest rosters in the league last year. So, yeah, ideally we're trying to get younger as a team. But I think it's really a case-by-case basis because sometimes you're right, that veteran experience does hold significance.
Did you think you were going to see some Allen Ball on field during the spring? And what are your expectations?
Honestly, Brad, at the end there, I think we could have pushed him out there, and it was like, hey, let's just be smart with this. So our expectations are he's going to go. He's going. So, and I'm excited to see him. He's full go, and we're excited about it. He probably could have gone at the end of OTAs as well.
What do you like about
him? I like his size. I like his length. I like his ball skills.
John, free agent signings, it seems like there's an unusually high number of former first and second round picks of other teams. Is that a total coincidence, or is that sort of by design? Are you targeting that pedigree at all?
That's just by chance, honestly. Yeah, it's just the way we look at them, how they're performing now, not really their draft status.
John, what would be the effort to the Cardinals adding a woman to the staff as an intern for training camp, and how far away is the league from adding a woman to the staff full time?
I mean, really, it's about competency. I was very impressed with the young lady. I don't know much about her background. I'd never really followed her as a player. But I think, you're just trying to get good, competent people, regardless of anything else, whether they play, they coach, they evaluate talent, they're in the kicking game on offense, on defense. So I think it's great for the league. I think it's great, for our society, to be honest with you.
John, are you concerned for offensive line group? You may ask for a football player that you may not have a lot of traditional five techniques or zero techniques?
Yeah, I think, I'm excited to watch them in pads. Number one, as Ryan mentioned, I think regardless whether you were 13-3 a year ago or 3-13, you're always trying to better your roster. All right? There's always improvements to be made, whether it's scheme, personnel, off field, on field. So I mean, we'll be teaching and looking and trying to compete and get better every day, regardless what that takes. I don't know if that answered your question, but I did my best.